Sports brought to you by Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange and Wyoming Building Supply. 7:45. It's a Friday morning. You're ready for a weekend?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Working
remember?
For the weekend. Yes, they are. Looking at the date book today on this 14th day of August. Steve Martin is 81 today.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
So he's my dad's age.
Danielle Steele, romance novelist, 79 today. Gary Larson, cartoonist, The Far Side, 76.
Great.
Do you look at cartoons?
Yeah.
Do you read them?
Yeah, I get a publication called The Week, and it has a whole thing of cartoons. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. All right.
Do you?
No.
Do you?
No. Okay. Not in that sense.
One out of three here.
One out of three, Julia. It's all right. Magic Johnson, 67 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of incredible.
Yeah. Susan Olsen from The Brady Bunch. Remember who that Susan
nope.
was? She was Cindy Brady.
Cindy. I don't remember their names. Just Marsha.
I know. She is 60.
And Alice.
Yes. She is 65 today. Today is Color Book Day.
Hmm.
Hey. Creamsicle Day. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tattoo Removal Day. You got a bad one?
It takes a lot more work to get rid of them, from what I understand.
Depends on what it is. If it's just a bad tattoo, like the art's not very good, it's part of the story.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Nice, James.
The way I'd look at it, good you know, I'd look at it.
Unless it covers your whole back or something.
Yeah, but even then, I wouldn't want to do a whole back tattoo.
Unless you got
tattoo,
a whole full body one, James.
That would
might be a little rough.
The removal would be worse than getting the
that's
tattoo.
That's what I'm saying,
yeah. Today is a wiffle ball day.
Sure.
I haven't played that for a while.
It's great.
Today,
love wiffle ball.
Navajo Code Talkers Day.
Mm.
Wow.
The movie Wind Talkers.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Oh, gotta see it. Great show. Here's some interesting facts on Navajo Code Talkers. Unbroken code. Recognized as the only military code in modern history never broken by the enemy.
Wow.
Japanese intelligence officers were able to decipher codes by other branches, but they could never decipher the Navajo language transmissions. And it was conceived by a Civil War veteran's son. The idea to use Navajo was proposed by Philip Johnston, a civil engineer and World War I vet who grew up on the Navajo reservation and said, and spoke fluently, obviously, Johnston said, Navajo was unwritten, extremely complex, and virtually unknown to anyone outside the tribe. You got to try it. They did. The original 29 in 1942, the U.S. Marine Corps recruited the first group of 29 Navajo men known as the original 29. These recruits developed the code system at Camp Pendleton before being deployed into combat.
Wow.
It was a doubled layer system, extremely secure on two levels. Incredible speed and accuracy during field tests and active combat. They could translate, transmit, and decode a three-line English message in under 20 seconds.
Cool.
Crucial in the Battle of Iwo Jima, Major Howard Connor of the 5th Marine Division signal officer stated that without those Navajo code talkers, the Marines would never have taken Iwo Jima.
Wow. I wonder if there's was there a book before the movie? Yeah, I think I'd want to get more detail.
Yeah,
here's
definitely a book.
Yeah, here's something interesting. Sworn to secrecy for decades, when World War II ended, the Navajo Code Talkers were instructed to keep their mission completely secret because the military maintained the code as a classified asset in case of future conflicts. Mm. They finally declassified it in 1968. And then gave national recognition to the Code Talkers. In 2001, President Bush presented the Congressional Gold Medal to the surviving members of the original 29.
That's interesting.
Cool stuff. Oh,
you know, to build on that, we have the WIO Film Fest coming up in the first weekend in October.
Yeah.
And one of the short documentaries is a story about a young, he's like a 19-year-old Navajo who is operating a radio station only in the Navajo language, and his purpose for doing it is to keep the Navajo language alive.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that.
That's cool.
Cool.
Way cool. Yeah. All right. So tomorrow.
Where's Navajo?
Arizona. Like, typically?
Okay.
August 15th, tomorrow, Saturday. Ben Affleck is 54 tomorrow. Mm. On the date book tomorrow, 1911, Procter & Gamble unveiled Crisco shortening. Hey.
Great for baking.
Yeah. My veins just cringe when I hear that Crisco shortening.
But it really is great for baking.
It's just a butter alternative, right? Like a
It's lard. Is it still lard?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's still lard.
I'll have to look at my can. I have some.
Yeah. 1939, the MGM musical, The Wizard of Oz, premiered Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood.
Hmm.
1945, the Allies proclaimed VJ Day one day after Japan agreed to surrender unconditionally in 1945. 1969, on this date, the Woodstock musical and airfare opened in upstate New York.
Hmm.
I remember my brother and my cousin, and I remember this vividly, asked my parents if they could go to Woodstock. And they said, my mom.
Which brother?
My oldest brother.
Oh.
He's 10 years older than me. And my mom's like, absolutely not. And I remember, I'm like 8 years old. Okay?
Yeah.
I remember this. And he says, well, why not? And she goes, I'm sure there's going to be naked women there.
Well, my parents would have gone had they had the funds. My parents would have gone.
I was 8 at the time, and I thought, why would you want to go somewhere where there's naked women?
There was a lot happening. Some people had babies.
That's going to be the least of your worries if you're going to Woodstock then.
I just remember, I was like, geez, why do you want to go to a place that there's naked women at? I'm 8. Okay. Back to school prep day tomorrow. Yes. I think Claremont starts the 17th.
Yeah, they're right around the corner.
17th is a Monday. Yes, Monday. Claremont starts. District 3 starts.
See, that's always how I view the calendar. I still view the calendar that way. That's when summer ends.
Summer ends when school starts.
It doesn't. In Oregon, it's after Labor Day.
I mean, when you're a child, though, that's what you're trained to think for about 19 years.
Yeah.
And then you're told, actually, then you're like, no, that's when it ends.
Yeah. Tomorrow's lemon meringue pie day.
Yeah. Sure.
Take that. Relaxation day tomorrow.
Okay.
I got something for you.
Good. Saturday?
You do? Okay.
Last of vacations people were taking and things like that. If you booked an Airbnb somewhere on the beach, right, took your family, and then you walked in and you're unpacking and you see pictures of yourself and your family in the Airbnb, would you stay?
Where in the world did you get this from?
It's a true story.
Really?
Somebody
so these
we know?
Sisters, no.
Oh.
These sisters, I'm just asking, like, what would you do? It sounds like it's out of a scary movie, right?
Yes.
Where these sisters went to San Diego, booked an Airbnb, and they were in there, and they're unpacking, and they're seeing photos of themselves on the beach. And it turns out a guy who owns the Airbnb 10 years earlier took aerial photos and used him as decoration, and it was their family. What are the odds?
Wow.
But would you stay? I'd be like, oh my God, this is a stalker.
One of the jokes I've always wanted to do up at the front desk, just a running joke for me, would be to get like those picture frames that you can get in any like random dollar store or whatever, just like a random family. And they have the random stock picture of the family in there.
Right.
And just put that on my desk. And then people ask. And then people ask and be like, oh, is this your family or something? I'm like, no.
No.
No, I just like the frame.
It's cool. I like the frame.
Just a bunch of different photos of random stock families.
Right.
That's a joke I wanted to pull on the front
that's
desk
funny.
For a while.
I like that, James.
It's pretty funny.
That is funny. World honeybee. We got to protect the honeybees.
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
Definitely. Sunday, Kathy Lee Gifford is 73. Madonna is 68.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Steve Carell, very funny comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Actor, 64.
Carell.
Carell? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Steve Carell.
What did I say?
Carell.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Got a couple Carells around here.
Yeah. Bratwurst Day. Hey, Sunday morning bratwurst sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Roller coaster day. When was the last time we went roller coaster? When you went
a few years ago.
Literally never.
Well, probably about 8 years.
Okay.
Never. Never done it.
Abacha?
No.
He's
no,
not his
I'm not
thing.
A, I'm not
no,
a,
no, no, yeah, no desire.
I'm not an amusement park roller coaster type of guy.
You're roller coastering
yeah.
guy?
You rode the Jaws ride, though.
Yeah, now it's gone.
Now it's gone.
But
I used to be up until about the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
And then my equilibrium.
Yeah, that's messing the big thing.
With you.
I,
you know, it's like, I can't go on this ride anymore. I remember we were traveling through a few years back. We went to a wedding, and my kids were with mm-hmm. me, with us. And we saw this big Ferris wheel outside of Detroit. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And Kyle and Kristen go, hey, let's jump on that. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do it. Oh, my. I get on there, and I'm like, it starts moving, and I'm like, I might get sick. My daughter Kristen goes,
like, what?
Are you going to throw up?
People usually kiss on this thing. You're going to throw up?
And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but this thing's making me sicker than a dog.
I can't do getting dizzy. If I get dizzy, I get nauseous pretty good. I'm down for the count if I get too dizzy.
But you said roller coaster. I've done the rodeo rides.
Yeah, right. That's,
yeah.
Like 3 years ago.
Right. Like the zipper.
But I have to take
like
Dramamine
that.
Now.
Yeah, I know.
That's a good.
It's like, because
I don't want. I like
pre-game from
drama.
I mean, it's not a bad idea like, when you're going to Six
happen?
Flags or whatever.
I know that was that Ferris wheel made me sicker.
If you're taking drama, I mean, for a Ferris wheel,
yeah.
Just avoid it at
yeah,
all
I
costs.
Know.
Yeah,
well, I
let's
am
just,
now.
Let's just not go.
Now the problem is I got grandkids growing up, and I know yeah. they're going to want to be gone, and
well,
I'm just going to have to
Dramamine
suck
works.
It up. And
I remember
do it.
One thing that happened to me. I think it was at the carnival. No, somewhere else. I can't remember where we were. But there was like a little teddy bear ride type of thing that they would put kids on. And I think I took like my sister on it or something like that at Universal Studios. I was like, it's a teddy bear ride. It's not going to be that bad. But it's literally a spinning teddy bear.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
I was
I remember
sitting
that.
In there and I was like, I'm going to die. I can't do this. And some poor like family was sitting across from us and like, can we spin it now? And I was like, please
no.
don't.
He's shaking his head.
I was
no.
like, please don't.
No, don't. I know. It's just like, wow. In the last 10 years,
yeah.
15 years, it's like, what the heck?
Yeah, but James was a kid then.
No, yeah. I was
James was a kid,
I was having
yeah.
to stick up for myself about 11. I was like, please don't spin it.
Sunday is True Love Forever Day.
Just one day for
just
that?
Just one day for yeah. True Love. True Love Forever Day on Sunday only.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. Coming soon to you. All right. Which one of the following trivia about animals is true except for one, okay? There's one of these.
Is find the false one.
Find the false one. A group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
That's true.
Wombats produce cube-shaped droppings.
True.
I've heard that, yeah.
An octopus has three hearts. Koalas are born with stripes that disappear as adults. And cows have best friends.
Cow's definitely my best friend.
Koalas.
Yeah, I'll say
koalas.
Koalas
is false.
Or the wombat. Wombat would be weird. I'm going to go koalas.
Koalas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen
yeah, that's false.
That.
Nope. No go. One more here. The New York Mets handed out fake glasses and mustaches for a Bobby Valentine disguise night. The Texas Rangers gave away Nolan Ryan bloody lip jerseys.
True.
The LA Dodgers gave away Max Munchie snacks. There were Chicago White Sox Pope hats. And the Yankees
true.
Gave away George Constanza Calzone bobbleheads.
Max Munchie won his face. It's fake.
You're right.
I remember all the
I
other
went
ones.
In
there
on
you
those.
Go.
I let
there
you
go.
Know.
Yeah. There you go. All right. It's going to wrap it up for the weekend. Have an awesome weekend, everyone. You guys have an awesome weekend.
You too.
You too.
We are at 63 degrees. Coming up, Fox News, Steve Schreffler, Swap Shop coming your way, 8 o'clock hour. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. Oh.